our 9 News Broncos insider, Mike Kliss. Mike, okay, I mean, goodness, just gathering our thoughts here in real time. I'm curious, how was Russell Wilson informed, if you do know how he was informed, and what went into the decision of spreading the money out over 2 years and not just taking it all in one big gulp?
Yeah, I don't know the details on how he was informed. I know that they waited until after they all got back from the combine, and they got in, were back in the office today and decided, let's roll. It's time to get down to business. But the splitting up of the cap, they haven't determined how to split it up yet. Let me say that. It will either be roughly $40 million and $45 million, or it'll be $55 million this year and $32 million the following year. And that is still to be determined based on how they have time to figure that out. But it's, you know, they still have to work through the signing bonuses, restructures, some other moves that are going to come as a result of this Russell move. So, but yeah, they obviously liked what they saw at the combine. My guess is, they probably have a free agent quarterback targeted, and I'm guessing on that, but I know they talked to, you know, they did their due diligence on free agent quarterbacks, and as we all know and we reported, they met with all the top quarterbacks in the draft, and they're confident that they're going to get one of those guys, you would think, to do this. And the bottom line here, guys, is it's also Sean Payton. And I know everyone thinks this is money related. And yes, you're making this move to save $37 million in 2025. But another way to look at it is Sean Payton so badly does not want Russell Wilson to be his quarterback, and he wants someone else to be a quarterback, that they're going to eat $39 million this year. Never mind the saving of the contract. They're willing to eat $39 million for Russell Wilson to go away. They will have paid him $124 million for 2 years. Mm. Not bad work if you can get it. And just unfortunate. The head coaches never lined up with Russ. I think Russ still can win in this league in the right system, in the right on the right team, as he did with Seattle for 10 years. But it's not Sean Payton's type of system. And so they did this, and on he goes, and the worst trade in Broncos history now has closure.
Well, Mike, why now? Why at this time, right? Sean had all the ability to do it earlier before today. He kind of went in a carousel of explaining that the door may be open when it probably was always closed. Why today? And for George Payton, what is this telling us about George at this time?
Well, they did it today because they're back from the combine and they're rolling up their sleeves and they're getting down to work. That's, you know, they went to the combine. They saw the quarterbacks. They've made a determination. You know, we said this, I think, a week or maybe 2 weeks ago. Sean Payton wants to fall in love with a quarterback to replace Russell Wilson. And he obviously has. He has alternatives. He has options that he likes. So they got back, and they have to build their roster, which starts Monday. It really starts Monday, right? A week from today.
Yep.
Even though, you know, it's not official till the following Wednesday, March 13th, the soft opening, as they call it, starts on Monday, March 11th. And you have to have the decks cleared in order to, you got to get the salary cap straight. So with the Russ dead cap, it could be, they're $14 million in the red without Russ. With Russ, they could be $70 million or $69 million in the red if they take the 55-32 split option I talked about. So 60, they got to make $69 million dollar moves here to get to even, to get to even before they can start adding. And so they got a lot of work to do. And Russ was a no-brainer. For all the rhetoric that was going on about him returning, that was never happening. They were.
Why did both sides put it out there, Mike, that was the case? Why did both sides put it out there that there was a possibility of returning here when nothing changed from after the season was over, but it was both sides saying, yeah, there's a way that we can make this work? Why did they do that?
You know, Russ, I think it was for Russ, it was to make it look like he wasn't a bad apple, you know, to make it, you know, to make him look tradable or to make him look attractive to other teams, that there's not dissension among the troops. And for the Broncos, kind of the same thing, to build interest, to see if a team would bite and try to get exclusive rights to negotiate with Russ a new deal in exchange for a possible draft pick. And apparently, you know, when George Payton talked Tuesday at the Combine, he said that no one has talked trade. And so my guess is there was no nibbles on Russell Wilson during the Combine as far as trade. And so they realized they weren't going to be able to trade him. And once that was exhausted, then they did what they were going to do. But Russ was not coming back under any circumstance from the Broncos' point of view. I think Russ knew the writing was on the wall from his point of view also, although he was trying to – maybe he was trying to hold out hope. He was going to have to drastically cut his salary, and he wasn't going to do that. He made that clear several times. And so why it got to the point was they exhausted all points of trying to work out a trade. And it just is, let's get down to business, roll up the sleeves, figure out this roster, move one, boom, Russ gone. Deal with this dead cap. Now you're going to see, guys, as we talked about, like I tweeted out a couple days ago, you're going to see a lot more moves here in the coming days to get this cap, which could be up to $70 million worth that they have to correct.
Mike, I want to circle back to something that Phil touched on, and I'm just curious your thought. And before we proceed with this next topic, this is not personal, okay? There are 32 general managers in the NFL. It's big boy. It's big boy business. It's big boy decisions. And what I thought, I was under the impression, big boy consequences. How in the world, you already called it the worst trade in Broncos history. I agree. I think it's maybe one of the worst trades in NFL history. That was also on the heels of one of the worst coaching hires in NFL history, where I think it was the fifth guy since 1970 that didn't make it through a season or whatever it was with Nathaniel Hackett. I'm still struggling with how George Payton still is the general manager of the Broncos. It's not personal. I think he's a good person. He's highly thought of. But where are the consequences for big boy decisions that not only don't work out, they're historically bad?
Yeah, for the most part, here's what's kind of some of the thinking. George had the keys of the kingdom when he made that trade and he hired Hackett. And by the way, is it now pretty clear that Hackett, I mean, I know they deny it, but Hackett was hired for one reason and one reason only, to lure Aaron Rodgers.
Is that irresponsible, do you think?
That has to be why Hackett. There's no other explanation for hiring Hackett as head coach.
But that unto itself, isn't it irresponsible, Mike? That unto itself, if that is true, and I believe
he took a shot. He swung for the fences. You swing for the fences. The problem with swinging for the fences is you strike out more times than not. But Hackett was about Aaron Rodgers. That fell through. Russell Wilson pretty much became plan B. At the time, people were excited about that plan B. It didn't work out. Hackett and him didn't quite work out. And So then you bring in Sean Payton. And Sean Payton, I thought, got the best out of Russ. 26 touchdowns, 8 interceptions. But, you know, it's but Payton wasn't on board. See, that decision was made pre-Sean Payton.
Mm-hmm.
Now Sean Payton comes in, and Sean Payton's the dictator of, you know, he took the keys of the kingdom. And Greg Penner is now a strong owner. You know, it was made pretty much the Russell Wilson deal and the whole contract thing. Most of that was in motion before Penner took control. Penner, you know, wound up okaying. It was on his watch technically. He had been on the job a week when they gave Russell Wilson the contract extension. He trusted George that this was the best thing to do. But now that George is no longer, you know, Sean is in charge now, and George is more the top lieutenant, and he's good in that role. He's proven to be good in that role with the Minnesota Vikings. And so Sean likes working with George Payton. He likes they got a good relationship. So George has gone from kind of number one to number two as far as, having the power of the Broncos organization, and really maybe number three because Greg Penner now has the ultimate power of the organization. And Payton and Penner were not here before. Sean Payton and Penner were not here before. So that's the situation there. And they just think George works well with Sean Payton. This is about now. George Payton is here about what works well for Sean Payton. And for Sean Payton, they like the way George works with him. So that's why he still has it, still has his job. He did have the best draft in the NFL. He got an award for the best draft in the NFL in 2021. It hasn't.
But Mike,
so
that was
there's
before,
talent
yeah,
there. There's
yeah.
talent there.
Yeah.
But
that was before they played it down, though, also.
I guess with George kind of not having the top role, they think he's good at what he does. So that's the best way to explain it.
Well, we think you're good at what you do, and we appreciate your time. Although I disagree with some of the stuff along the way, I always appreciate your insight, Mike. And we respect the hell out of you, and we'll hopefully catch up with you maybe a little bit later in the week because this is going to be a busy week of Broncos football for sure. Thank you so much, Mike.
Call me tomorrow. Call me later in the show, whatever you want to do. I know it's a lot is going to be happening here with the Broncos.
Yep, there's no doubt about it. Mike, thank you.
You got it.
All right, there goes our 9 News Broncos insider, Mike Kliss. Holy moly.